Mind the collar. There's a new sport, if it really is a sport, called extreme ironing. People iron on mountains, in raging surf, and while kayaking. Extreme ironing combines the danger and excitement of an extreme sport with the quiet satisfaction of a well-pressed shirt. The man who started all this activity is Phil Steam Shaw. He's in Leicester, England. Mr. Shaw, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And where are some of the places around the globe that you've extreme ironed, sir?
Well, I've been extreme ironing all over the place now. The sport started in Leicester in 1997, and since then I've been all across Europe and extreme ironed in Germany and France while skiing on the mountains. And this year I came over to the US for the first time to do a bit of extreme ironing.
Oh, where did you extreme iron in the U.S.?
We had a bit of a tour, really. It was we were sponsored by Rowenta, and we started off in Boston.
Rowenta, the iron people.
Yeah, the iron manufacturers.
Right.
They're actually a European manufacturer, but they've got bases in America as well. And they heard all about extreme ironing and invited us over. So we started off in their headquarter town of Boston, then went up to the coast and did some kayak extreme ironing, and then went over to South Dakota and did some round near the Devil's Tower and. Also on Mount Rushmore, or just outside Mount Rushmore,
So
and
you climbed up Mount Rushmore to iron a shirt.
that's right. They wouldn't let us, unfortunately, hang off the end of Roosevelt's nose. That's what we wanted to do, and iron our shirts. So we had to just find a rocky outcrop nearby. I think they're worried about subsidence there.
Is the iron hot? Pardon my naive question, but how do you keep an
No, the
iron?
iron is hot. When we were over in the States, we had a portable generator, which we had to cart around with us, so we had some very long extension cords.
Steam? I mean, I know that's your middle name, you're becoming your nickname, but a steam iron?
Yeah, we use steam irons. You don't have to have a steam iron, but it works a bit better. It uses up the juice a bit more quickly, but a steam iron's good. Helps get those wrinkles out the collars, so that's what we like to see.
Mr. Shroff, I might say this with respect. There's a part of me that just thought this is somebody's idea of a publicity stunt gone wild.
Funny, people often say that to us, and for us it is an extreme, a serious extreme sport. And I must admit, I've been doing it too long now for it just to be a gimmick. I should be bored of it now by now. We originally started 7 years ago, and you know, we've had world championships, we've had picture competitions, and it's a real participative thing. And people can log on to our website, and they can submit their own pictures, and it's not just about sort of us. Going around messing around with irons, it's become a sort of global thing, and lots of people are taking part now.
I don't want to give away any secrets, but do you start with the collar, with the sleeves, with the tails? Where do you start?
Well, I always start with the most difficult bits. So I start with the sleeves, and then I do the collars, and then I iron the back, and then I finish with the front because that's the bit most people see.
Phil Shaw is an extreme ironer, speaking ironer, ironer, the irony of extreme irony, speaking with us from Leicester, England. Mr. Shaw, steam on, sir, or whatever you say in the world of extreme irony.
Thank you very much.